Hello friends, welcome to WeSchool once again, and we are on the final chapter of this introduction to insurance and risk management. This final chapter is on miscellaneous general insurance. Miscellaneous means up till now in the previous chapter, we have covered marine insurance, we have covered fire insurance, we have covered motor insurance. So our definition of miscellaneous general insurance is very simple. All insurance, all general insurance, other than your marine insurance, fire insurance, and motor insurance will be discussed in this chapter, that is miscellaneous general insurance. The basic objectives of this chapter is to understand the various options of insurance other than life, fire, and marine insurance. So, what is miscellaneous general insurance? Miscellaneous general insurance includes all other insurance that we have not discussed so far in this book. It includes your personal accident insurance, it includes your medical claim insurance, it includes your burglary insurance, it includes your money insurance, it includes your fidelity insurance, it includes your bankers, blanket insurance, it includes your jewelry block policies, and the rural and social insurance. So we will be looking at it one by one and understanding more details about this type of insurance. Miscellaneous general insurance has been designed based on various needs of individuals and businesses which are not covered in life or general insurance discussed so far in this book. So let us first understand more details about personal accident insurance. Personal accident insurance is provided by the insurer to the insured to cover risk from accidents resulting in death or permanent disablement. Natural that pre-existing disabilities, influence of intoxication, self-injuries are excluded from the risk cover. Personal accident insurance is offered to individuals as well as groups. So when you are going to buy a personal accident insurance, you'll have to keep these things in mind. The age of entry can differ from insurer to insurer. The premium is based on the occupation of the person. The sum assured can be fixed amount given by the insurer or an amount calculated on the basis of occupation of the person. So personal accident has more connection with the occupation of the person. Now let us look at a very popular scheme launched by the government, specifically protecting the insured from any accidents. The government has launched the Pradhan Mantri Suraksha Bima Yojana specifically for accidental death and disability. It provides risk coverage for rupees 2 lakhs for accidental death and full disability and rupees 1 lakh for partial disability. This insurance cover is the cheapest, I believe, in India because it is simply available at a premium of just rupees 12 per annum. This is basically a social welfare scheme launched by government so that even a common man would be helping his near and dear ones. First for himself, in case of his disability, in case of an accidental death, the risk coverage can be utilized. So this is a wonderful scheme by government, a wonderful social welfare scheme by government offering this accidental death and disability cover at just rupees 12 per annum, which is easily available for the common man. Individuals in the age group of 80 to 70 age group can subscribe to the scheme through their savings bank account. So it is such a simple way of actually enrolling for such scheme. You can enroll for this scheme through your bank. Occupations are very important when we talk about personal accident. Occupations can be classified into three categories: accountants, doctors, architects, engineers, lawyers, bankers. They represent the lower risk category. Builders, contractors, veterinary doctors, paid drivers of motor cars represent the medium risk. The third category, labor doing manual work, employees working in explosive industries, mountaineers, truck and lorry drivers, they represent the highest risk category. Now, when we talk about disability, disability can also be classified. based on how much is the disability. For example, the permanent total disability means disability cannot be cured. For example, loss of both eyes, both hands, both limbs, or one hand, one eye, or one leg, or one hand, or a combination of body organs. This comes into permanent disability. Permanent partial disability means losing a part of the body organ, example, fingers, toes, etc. Whereas temporary disability may mean a small discomfort in the routine activities. So based on the gravity of disability, the insurance cover compensation is also designed. Now, after personal accident insurance schemes, let us look at a new type of scheme, which is Mediclaim policy, which we study under miscellaneous insurance. Mediclaim policy is a health insurance policy which provides cover for medical expenses incurred due to an illness or accident in a network hospital or any other hospital approved by the insurer. The basic difference between a pure health policy and a Mediclaim policy is health insurance provides a lump sum on diagnosis of a critical illness, while Mediclaim policy reimburses the medical expenses incurred in the hospitalization. The existing Mediclaim policy can cover the cost incurred on COVID-19 treatment, but insurers may not reimburse all the COVID-19 specific treatment and cost, and hence IRDA has instructed all insurers to launch COVID-19 specific Mediclaim policy so that all expenses incurred by the insured can be reimbursed, especially in the COVID-19 era, the post-pandemic period. Benefits of Mediclaim policy are numerous. For example, insurers offer individual and group policy, especially the group policy has a lower administrative cost. Effective plans to cover the health emergency. Family floater plans are available so that all the family members can be covered under one single policy. Insured can lodge any number of claims within the policy term, which is 12 months, can be renewed after 12 months. However, the reimbursement will be waived only up to the sum assured. So you should know what is adequate sum based on your past medical history. Another benefits of Mediclaim can be payment of premium has to be done in advance, but insured can claim tax benefits under Section 80D of Income Tax Act 1961. Renewal of Mediclaim policy can be done after 12 months. If there is no claim in the previous year, insurer will reward the insured by adding a bonus amount to the sum assured in the renewed term, so automatically your sum assured becomes of a higher value. Cashless treatment facility is available if the insured takes treatment at the insurer's network hospitals. However, if the insured wants to take treatment in non-network hospitals, he may not get a cashless claim settled, but he can first pay for the bills and then take reimbursement of the expenses incurred. The Mediclaim policy covers pre as well as the post hospitalization expenses for a specific period in addition to the hospitalization expenses. Some more benefits of Mediclaim policy. Some insurers also provide reimbursement of annual health checkup expenses. The claim can be directly lodged by the insurer, with the insurer or with a third party administrator appointed by the insurer. Some insurers have also designed Mediclaim policies specifically for senior citizens and for the patients suffering from the existing diseases. So after having understood personal accident, Mediclaim, now let us look at the provisions of burglary insurance. What do you mean by burglary insurance? Burglary insurance covers the risk of loss against unauthorized entry into the insured premises with an intent to steal the valuables such as jewelry, cash, goods, etc. Burglary insurance is useful for individuals as well as commercial premises such as shops, warehouse, offices, etc. for protecting their valuables with insurance. The sum assured of a burglary insurance is based on the declaration made by the insured or on the total value of stock maintained on the floater basis. The premium charge for a burglary insurance policy is based upon the nature of the insured property and the safety measure deployed by the insured. So here again, you are encouraged to have proper safety measures, and therein the premium charge would also be lesser. There are certain exclusions in burglary insurance. The insurer may have certain exclusions in the form of theft by employees, theft by family members, riot, war, or terrorist activities, carelessness, and negligence of the insured. However, on payment of extra premium, the cover can also be extended to certain perils like riot, terrorist attack, etc. Insured is required to inform the insurer and police about the burglary incident as soon as it happens and subsequently lodge his or her claim along with all the required documents. Now let us look at another insurance, that is money insurance. Money insurance covers risk against losing money while it is transported from one place to another, from the insured's premises to the treasury or currency chest, or from the treasury or currency chest to the insured's premises. Money includes your cash, bank, drafts, currency notes, treasury notes, checks, postal orders, and current postage stamps also. The insurer provides money insurance for loss during money in transit, as well as when the money is lost when it is kept or locked in safe or strong room at the insured premises. The premium amount is based on the amount of money in transit and the systems and procedures implemented by the employer. You can buy add-on covers also. Insured can get add-on covers for loss of money due to the malafide intentions of the persons carrying cash or providing security to the money kept in safe or strong room. Add-on cover can also be provided by the insurer for loss during making payment of wages to employees or even against riots or terrorist attacks. Insured will have to pay additional premium over and above the basic premium for getting add-on cover. But if he wants to be safe under all circumstances, then it is better to buy add-on covers also. There are also certain exclusions. The insurer will have exclusions such as loss of money due to mistake of the employees, cash not maintained as per the prescribed rules, or even delegation of security work to unauthorized persons. What is the claim procedure? Intimate insurer and police immediately on loss of money as soon as it has happened. Provide a detailed statement of the actual loss of money to the insurer within the prescribed timelines. The surveyor will conduct a detailed investigation, and hence the insured is required to cooperate with the surveyor for coming up with a value of loss based on which the claim could be settled. Once the claim is settled and the payment is made to the insured by the insurer within the timeline prescribed by IRDA, the insurer gets a right for getting relief to make good loss from the concerned parties. This we have already seen based on the principle of insurance. Next, we come to the fidelity guarantee insurance. Fidelity guarantee is useful for employees. Spelling useful for employers, not employees. Fidelity guarantee insurance is useful for employers to buy an insurance cover against the loss suffered due to the fraud, dishonest behavior, forgery, embezzlement, larceny, misappropriation of money by their employees. So, fidelity guarantee insurance helps the employer to cover the risk because of the employees. The risk from the employees can come in the form of loss due to fraud, dishonest behavior, forgery, embezzlement, larceny, misappropriation of money, etc., etc. An important condition to be fulfilled for claiming relief against the loss is that the financial loss should have been suffered by the employer due to the employee's illegal act while he or she was serving the employer. So this is the important basis for lodging a claim under the fidelity guarantee insurance. Under fidelity guarantee insurance, the insurer can provide fidelity guarantee against an individual employee or a group of employees also. Insurer can also provide a specific sum assured or a floating sum assured. The rate of premium depends upon the type of employees, the systems and procedures implemented by the employers. So here also, there can be some sort of discounts offered for proper systems and procedures, especially deployed by the employer. There are certain exclusions also. If the insured has not disclosed material facts about the employees at the proposal stage or later, or has changed the systems and procedures or working conditions of the employees without intimation to the insurer, and the loss has happened because of such acts or changes, then the insurer will have the right to exclude such claim. So before making any such changes, be sure that you bring it to the notice of the insurer. Otherwise, the insurer will have a right to exclude such claims. What will be the claim procedure? Intimate the insurer and the police within a prescribed timeline about a loss that has happened due to particular act of the employee. Submit all the necessary details about the illegal act of the employee to the insurer along with the claim form. So first step, intimate the insurer and the police within the prescribed timeline about the loss. Second step, submit all necessary details about illegal act of the employee to the insurer along with the claim form. The surveyor will conduct a detailed investigation, and hence the insurer is required to cooperate with the surveyor to make his surveyor report. After payment of the claim by the insurer to the insured within the prescribed timelines of IRDA, the insurer gets the right of criminal prosecution against the employee who has done the illegal act for recovery of money. The next important miscellaneous insurance policy is a jeweler's block policy. Insurers have a special product called jeweler's block policy to indemnify the insured against a loss or damage to high value items. In addition to the jewelry and diamonds, insurance coverage can also be provided to other high value items dealt by the insured, such as gold, silver ornaments or plates, pearls, precious stones, cash, currency notes, and or merchandise and materials used by the insured for doing his or her business. Here the premium is based purely on the sum assured. Insured can buy add-on covers to insure the threats against burglars or thieves to the premises of the insured, loss or damage to the office, furniture and fixtures and other important movable property at an additional premium over and above the basic premium. Insurer would be happy to provide a discount to the insured if he or she has modern security systems and special protection for monitoring and preventing any mishaps in his or her premises. Insured may insist on the basic systems like a closed circuit TV monitoring, arm guards to prevent any burglary attempt, and strong rooms of high quality to store the valuable items. There are certain exclusions here. Willful, negligent and dishonest act of the employees to perpetrate the illegal act and not following established systems. So willful act, negligent and dishonest act of the employees to perpetrate the illegal act and not following established safe systems and procedures can be big reason for the insurer to exclude the claim. What is the claim process? Intimate the insurer and the police immediately about a loss and the illegal act within the prescribed timeline. Submit all the necessary details about the illegal act of the employee to the insurer along with the claim form. The surveyor will conduct a detailed investigation. So just after intimation to insurer and police about the illegal act within the prescribed timeline, you have to submit all necessary details about the illegal act of the employee to the insurer with the claim form. The surveyor will conduct a detailed investigation and provide a surveyor's report. Insured has to cooperate with the surveyor. After the payment of the claim by the insurer to the insured within the prescribed timeline of IRDA, the insurer will get a right of criminal prosecution against the employee who has done the illegal act for recovery of money. The banker's blanket indemnity insurance is specifically useful for bankers. It is specifically meant for bankers to cover the risk against the dishonest behavior of employees, fraud, forgery committed by employees, misappropriation of money by employees, dishonesty by agents, as well as appraisers of the bank. In addition to such illegal acts of the employees, a banker can also get cover against the computer and cyber frauds created by their employees with malafide intention. However, the premium is based on the sum assured amount and the number of employees of the bank. So more the number of employees, more the premium, and lesser the number of employees, the lesser would be the premium. So banker has a very good cover against the employee's illegal act by buying this Bankers Banquet Indemnity Insurance. There are certain exclusions, like trading losses and losses not ascertained in the value are excluded from this policy. It also excludes loss due to war and acts or omission and negligence by employees. In case of a loss due to the above reasons, the insurer will have a right to check the bank accounts and ensure the correctness of the loss. And in turn, banks are also required to have regular audits to check such dishonest behavior of the employees. What's the claim process? The first step is to intimate the insurer and the police immediately about the loss and the illegal act within the prescribed timeline. Submit all necessary details about the illegal act of the employees to the insurer along with the claim form. The surveyor will conduct a detailed investigation, prepare a surveyor's report. Insured needs to cooperate with the surveyor for making the surveyor report. After the payment of the claim by the insurer to the insured within the prescribed timeline of the IRDA, the insurer gets the right of criminal prosecution against the employee who has done the illegal act for recovery of money. Now let us look at the travel insurance. Travel insurance is essential to cover risk due to loss or delay in check-in baggage, hospitalization, personal accident or liability, theft or loss of passport, hijack, missed flights, etc. while you are on a travel. Some countries insist on travel insurance for the overseas travel. Insurers offer specialized travel insurance product for different segments of prospects, such as students going abroad for studies, business travelers, senior citizens, etc., etc., and provides discounts on certain insurance packages. Insured who travel quite often and at the same time, he can avail economy package for certain prices. So insured who travel quite often and at the same time can have economy packages at a special prices if they fulfill certain criterias of the insurance company, and that is where the insurers can offer specialized travel packages for certain categories, certain segments of the prospects. The sum assured and the premium is based on which country the insured plans to travel. Age and period of travel is also an important factor for deciding the sum assured and the premium. Senior citizens may have to undergo medical examination for buying a travel insurance based on certain terms of the insurer. So sum assured and premium is based on which country the insured plans to travel. Age and period of travel is also an important factor for deciding the sum assured, and senior citizens may have to undergo a medical examination for buying a travel insurance based on the terms of certain insurers. So there are certain exclusions like risk due to pre-existing diseases and travel against the advice of the doctor, injury due to intoxication and abuse of drugs will be excluded by the insurer. Similarly, risk due to war, insanity and hazardous sports may be excluded by the insurer. So one has to keep this in mind. Certain exclusions because of pre-existing diseases, travel against the advice of the doctor, injury due to intoxication, abuse of drugs, as well as risk due to war, insanity and hazardous sports whenever one buys this type of insurance. What's the claim process? Procedure may vary depending upon the type of loss, but as soon as the loss happens, report the matter to the customer care center number provided by the insurer. Keep a copy of the travel tickets, boarding pass, endorsement on passport, receipt of valuable items you carry, and visa indicating the proof of travel for submitting it along with the claim form to the insurer. Collect all the evidencing documents from the travel carrier relating to the baggage loss, delay in receiving baggage, theft, hijack, missed flights, etc., so that these documents can be submitted to the insurer along with the claim form. In case of hospitalization, inform the insurer about the nearest hospital and the treatment required. Check if any network hospital has a tie-up with the insurer and available for cashless claims. So this will help you to get cashless claims with the network hospitals. If your baggage is stolen or there is a theft of your property or injury due to an accident, inform the police and take their report for submission to the insurer, especially when your baggage is stolen or there is a theft of your property or injury due to accident, it is necessary to inform the police and take report for submission to the insurer. If you have to take the reimbursement, file the claim at the earliest in the proper claim form to the insurer along with all the required documents, specifically in case of claim on reimbursement basis. Now finally, we look at the rural insurance, the social security and liability insurance, which is also a very important initiative for our country. And many initiatives have been taken by both the central government and state government for providing insurance to the rural sector as well as for the social sector. So rural insurance is meant to provide security against loss due to certain uncertain events happening in the rural sector. Social sector, especially insurance, is provided to provide support to certain category of citizens who fulfill eligibility criteria such as income, age, etc. There are a wide range of rural insurance schemes suiting activities such as agricultural pump set insurance scheme, lift irrigation insurance, horticulture, plantation insurance, sericulture insurance, aquaculture, which includes shrimp and prawn insurance, honeybee insurance, biogas plant, gobar gas as they call insurance, cattle insurance, poultry insurance, sheep and goat insurance. So these are the different types of insurance covered for the rural sector. We also have a cycle rickshaw insurance for rural transport insurance. We also have engineering insurance for industrial insurance. Likewise, government has taken various initiatives for providing insurance to the rural sector, for the social sector. Government has enacted various legislations such as the Employee State Insurance Act 1948 to cover the risk of loss due to the expenses of sickness, permanent partial disablement of body organs, and even the death of the employees. The crop insurance scheme provides support to farmers in case of damage or failure of crops. So note down this point, various legislations such as Employee State Insurance Act 1948 to cover the risk of loss due to expenses of incurred on sickness, permanent or partial disability of body organs, and even the death of the employees. Likewise, crop insurance schemes are provided to provide support to farmers in case of damage or the failure of crops. There are so many government initiatives taken by both the central government and state government, such as the Pradhan Mantri Jeevan Jyoti Bima Yojana, the Pradhan Mantri Suraksha Bima Yojana, are wonderful examples of the central government sponsored socially oriented insurance schemes aimed at helping different categories of citizens in times of need. Some of the state governments have also launched health insurance schemes for the welfare of the people. For example, the Mahatma Jyotiba Phule Jan Arogya Yojana by the government of Maharashtra for the farmers from the agriculturally distressed districts. So these are wonderful examples of both the central government and state government, and you will find many such examples by the central government as well as state government purely for providing security to the people, which includes rural as well as urban, the social people, the elderly people, and the common people also. So such insurance schemes are a great sign of encouragement for all to get protection against any uncertain events that can cause loss for their assets, close to their assets. Thank you very much.